The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. The Tech Meme Ride Home podcast has achieved a potential first this week, the first podcast episode released as an NFT, a non-fungible token. Of course, you already know that that's a form of collectible digital art. Host Brian McCulloch seems quite keen on it. We link to what an NFT is in our show notes and our newsletter today. Good luck with that. Did you see Jordan Harbinger on TV last night? He was on ABC's The Con, which they're promoting all over the place, featuring his interview with Fyre Festival creator and con artist Billy McFarland. Jordan Harbinger tells us this is a big mainstream podcasting thing from an indie show, no less. The nominees for the AMBYs, the Awards for Excellence in Audio, are to be announced today at midday New York time. We'll have a full list with analysis tomorrow. If you're a Podcast Academy member, you'll get a vote to choose the winners. Paula Rogo writes delightedly that Spotify is coming to much of Africa. Until now, the app was only available in one sub-Saharan country, South Africa. Blueberry has renamed its podcasting statistics plans. Crossover Media Group is now representing CBS Audio's news and talk podcast portfolio. James T. Green was a contractor at Gimlet Media between 2015 and 2018, and my, he's got some stories. We'll link to those today. And three people who are going, two of them at least, quite quietly. Tyler Moody, the VP of the Warner Media Podcast Network, appears to have marked his end date as February on LinkedIn. Others in the division appear to have been redeployed. Peter Morris, the CEO of Podcast One, has marked his end date as January in LinkedIn. He was announced as CEO in February 2019. The company was acquired by Live by Live in July last year. And Eric Dine, the CEO of Stitcher, is winding down to a new role as advisor to SiriusXM, who acquired Stitcher in October. And things change fast in this world, but until now, our podcast events website didn't. But the good news is you can now delete events you've posted if you need to. Some people will call this an essential and obvious feature to code before launch, but we're not those people. And in podcast news, Lemonada Media is debuting a new podcast this week. It covers body positivity and intimacy and the importance of asking for what you need in the bedroom. It's the education that you never got, but always needed. And because this is a podcast and not an email trying to get through corporate firewalls, I can tell you it's called Good Sex. And the Aria Code returns for a third season next week from WQXR and the Metropolitan Opera. The first show will be all about Puccini's Nessun Dorma, which the press release describes as a global symbol of hope and resilience over the past year, but all soccer fans remember as that song Pavarotti sang at the World Cup in 1990. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe for all the links at podnews.net.